بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد regarding the beliefs of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat regarding Sahaba radiyallahu anhum Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had 11 wives. These wives are the noble mothers of the believers. They are more virtuous than all the believing women. Khadija and Aisha radiyallahu anhuma are the most elevated from amongst the noble wives. Any person who accuses any of the noble wives, especially Aisha radiallahu anha, of adultery, will lose his iman, as her innocence and purity has been testified to in the Quran Sharif. Belief number 7. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 4 daughters. All the children of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam were worthy of honor and respect. Amongst Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's offspring, Fatima radiallahu anha holds the loftiest status. However, to aver that Fatima radiallahu anha is the only daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is incorrect and contrary to the Quran. Because in the Quran Allah says, وَبَنَاتِكَ Nabi alayhi salam, you've got daughters. Daughters is plural. Minimum is 3. So it's the Shias who say that the Nabi alayhi salam only had, one group of Shias say that he only had one daughter. This is incorrect. Beliefs regarding the awliya. Belief number 1. When a Muslim worships Allah Ta'ala, refrains from sins, frees his heart from the love of the world, and follows the messenger of Allah Ta'ala, then he becomes a friend and beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Such a person is called a wali. At the hands of such a person, certain acts are at times manifested which cannot be done by others. This is referred to as karamat. Belief number 2, even though a wali may reach a very lofty status, he will never equal the status of a nabi or a sahabi. Belief number 3, no matter how beloved a wali may be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is compulsory for him to remain within the confines of the Sharia as long as his senses remain intact and he is in a state of consciousness. He will never be absolved of duties such as salah, fasting and forms of worship. No act of sin will ever be permitted for him. Belief number 4. Whichever person acts contrary to the Sharia can never be a friend of Allah Ta'ala. If any astonishing action is enacted on his hands, then this is based on sihr, on witchcraft, or some satanic influence. One should never have trust in such a person. And belief number 5, the friends of Allah Ta'ala come to know of certain secrets whilst asleep or in a state of wakefulness. This is referred to as kashf or ilham. If it is in accordance with the Sharia, it will be accepted. And if it is in contrary, it will be rejected. So if a person has any dream, if it's according to the Sharia, then it's acceptable. If he has any dream against the Sharia, he must do something which is against the commands of Allah Ta'ala, it won't be accepted. This is contrary to the dreams of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, which are wahi and revelation, in which there is no possibility of contamination from shaitan. So if the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have a dream that is wahi and revelation, if any other human being has a dream, then this is called kashf and ilam. You have to ask the ulama, is it according to the Sharia, according to the laws of Allah Ta'ala, no problem. It can be a means of glad tidings or a warning for a person. But if it's against the Sharia, he must do certain things. And this will never be accepted in a court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding. Last night, in the Taraweeh Salah, the 13th para was recited, continuing the incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was put in prison by Zulaykha. She wanted him to fulfill her desires. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam abstained. And he said, Rabbi sijnu wa habbu ilayya mimma yad'unani ilayhi. O Allah, prison is more beloved to me than committing these evil actions to which they are calling me. So he was not prepared to give up his chastity, his modesty, his haya. And the final result of those who are pure is only goodness. The person who keeps himself pure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps and assists him. Comes in a hadith something to the effect that a person who leaves out haram for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either give him the same thing back in a halal way, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him something far better than what he had given up for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama say he was prepared to go into the jail, which is a closed place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now I open up for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Eventually he becomes the king of Egypt. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ. Now wherever he wants to, he can build houses, he can build palaces. There he was in a small place where he couldn't even move about, in a small cell. But for Allah's pleasure, he gave up his mansion where he was staying in the king's palace. Allah gave him the whole country thereafter. As it mentions that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam ran to one door. The door was closed and Zulaykha tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When he went to the door to save himself from haram, Allah opened up all the doors of Egypt for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is not only for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, for any person who has these qualities. وَلَا أَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. In this dunya already Allah blesses a person. But the reward of the year after is far better for those who got iman and taqwa. So the main thing is iman and taqwa, which is called a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the same two qualities, iman and to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how hard it's against a person's nafs. But a person remains steadfast, eventually Allah ta'ala's help and assistance will come to him. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, now they were jealous over him. They tried to cause harm to him. But finally Allah made such asbab and means, just like how here Allah made certain means to prove the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Similarly, Allah proves, made such means that the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam now were forced, the drought came in their land, and they were forced to come to Egypt now to come and look for food, and not realizing that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is the same person in charge. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the whole incident, how they eventually come to Egypt, and they have to get food from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he is disguised, they don't realize it's Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He gives them some food, but he asks for their brother, Binyamin, which is Yusuf alayhi salam's actual true brother. And the next time they come again, they are forced to bring him. Then by the permission, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam makes a trick so that his brother remains with him. This was another examination for Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Anyhow, these brothers have to face difficulty now and disgrace and embarrassment. This is the result of those people who cause harm to others. Finally, they are embarrassed, they are disgraced. Anyhow, these people eventually come and they are forced to realize, to ask for forgiveness from Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam forgives them. So in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making an ishara and a sign that those people who are jealous over Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if they also make tawbah and humble themselves, which happened in Fatih Makkah, then they also will be successful, like the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And what a heart Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had, and this was also found in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. There is no blame upon you people today. يغفر الله لكم. Ya Allah, forgive you. What a heart a person has to have to forgive, overlook. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told them, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَسْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Ulama said that this is the sum total of the whole incident. A person who's got taqwa within himself, taqwa means he abstains from wrong, and he's got the quality of sabr. He's able to control his desires. Then Allah will never destroy the rewards of those people who do good. The person who's got sincerity, ikhlas in him, he's trying to do good actions, Allah will never destroy his rewards. So some sacrifices a person will have to make in life to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he will only see goodness in his life. So then the brothers eventually were forced to come to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole family. Allah gave them deen also, and Allah gave them dunya. The dunya, they came now, they started living in Egypt. Allah blessed them, they were living with Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So the dunya also was sorted out, and the akhirat also, because they made tawbah, they humbled themselves before Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, not like shaitan who refused to humble himself before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who was destroyed. But because these people, they accepted, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted the tawbah. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his akhlaq and character. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِيِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي. After Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was taken out of, now he saw he was victorious, Allah ta'ala had given him success and honor. Yusuf alayhi salam is remembering the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said that Allah is has been very kind to me. Allah ta'ala took me out of jail. So normally a person, he always remembers, I went through this sacrifice and this difficulty and hardship. But Yusuf alayhi salam, he focused on the positives. What Allah gave me, what Allah blessed me with. So he never started complaining that I was locked up in jail, and I was put in jail, I was taken out from my house of my father. He said, no, Allah ta'ala took me out of jail. He looked at the positive side. And he said, he didn't say Allah ta'ala separated me from my father so many years, 30, 40 years. He said, Allah's favor upon me when Allah ta'ala brought you people from the villages, and you joined us and united us together. Imbadi anna zagha shaitanu bayni wa bayni ikhwati. After shaitan tried to cause trouble between me and my brothers. My brothers caused harm to me. Shaitan came and tried to cause trouble. So he made them forget everything. And he only looked at the positives. Look at Allah's ni'mat, Allah's bounty, how Allah united us. SubhanAllah, this is the quality of shukr within a person. He forgets all of the difficult conditions and whatever happened in life. And he only focuses on the positives of life, how Allah's favors has been upon him. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to bring these qualities into our life. And then Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua also. Tawaffani musliman walhaqni bis-salihin. Oh Allah, let me pass away as a Muslim and join me always with the righteous and the pious people. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, not only Yusuf alayhi salam, but other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also make dua in the Quran Sharif. Let me stay in the company of the righteous and join me with the righteous and the pious people. One is in the year after also, and he can also mean in this worldly life. So it shows the importance of staying in the company of the righteous and the pious people. If a person wants to leave this world with Islam, then he must always be in the company of the righteous, tawaffani musliman. And Yusuf alayhi salam also had this concern within himself, I must pass away with the quality of Islam. So we also must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always. Allah must give us maut on iman, He must give us death on iman and kamil, perfect iman. And we should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the easiest ways is, وَالْحَقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. Stay in the company of the righteous and pious. And inshallah, according to the company a person stays, that is how a person will, his maut and his death will come to him. الرجل على دين خليلي. A man is on the deen of his friend. فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. Be careful and beware, exactly, watch out, exactly who you befriend. So anyhow, the whole incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are so many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens and the earth, but unfortunately people turn away from them. But O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you don't worry. You continue calling the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah's help and assistance eventually comes. Sometimes the Muslims have to go through such difficult conditions that sometimes outwardly it seems they become mayus, they lose hope. But finally the truth always prevails, and the truthful belief, iman, is successful, and disbelief and kufr is in complete loss. So as we mentioned, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being encouraged in the surah that, oh Nabi alayhi salam, you make sabr, don't worry, continue. Your effort of da'wah, calling people towards iman and Islam. Look at Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a person of iman, his trust was in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah finally gave him success. In the next surah, Surah Ar-Ra'd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the surah before that there are many signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which people are walking past and they don't take lesson from them. So in this surah, Allah ta'ala mentions many of his signs. Allah ta'ala opens up his qudrat. Allah ta'ala has created the heavens, how high Allah created it, that Allah ta'ala made the sun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the moon, and how they are moving, what perfection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread out the earth. Allah has placed huge mountains there and rivers. Allah ta'ala has placed the different types of fruits, different types of them, different tastes they have got. And if you look at the earth, the different lands, and each of them have got different benefits. One place is producing bananas, one place is producing oranges, one place is producing mangoes, one place is producing watermelons, some places are gold mines, some are silver mines. Allah ta'ala has made all of these different, and the different gardens which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. And Allah says, look at all the different gardens. Yusqa bima'i wahid. They are given water, one water. One water, the air is the same, the ground is the same, and the sunlight is the same. But from that one ground, what Allah ta'ala creates, different types of things, different fruits, different taste of each of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that from one water, when Allah can create all things, so why can't Allah be the source of life for everything in the world? If one water can create so many different plants, so one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can definitely be the creator and sustainer of the entire universe. There's nothing far-fetched about this. But unfortunately, some people are not prepared to accept. They ask even for signs. We want clear signs. Allah said, what is more clearer than these? The signs, يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ لَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّي. Why don't you bring a clear sign from Allah ta'ala? Allah said, the signs are so clear and open to a person. But Nabi alayhi salam, you just have to continue guiding the people, warn the people. Hidayat lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the favors of Allah ta'ala upon you. Allah knows exactly what is happening, the actions you are doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you favors, like example, the angels. They are protecting you, looking after you. And Allah has given the thunder, the lightning. And these are clear signs of Allah ta'ala's qudrat and Allah ta'ala's power. But if you are not prepared to accept, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there will always be two groups. One is the group of batil and falsehood, and the group of the truth. And falsehood will many times will come on top. They will seem like they are very powerful and they've got all the power. But Allah says that example of them is like Allah ta'ala sends down rains. And now you get these flood waters which are moving about. The rivers have become full, the valleys. And on top of the water there is a bit of bubbles. And the bubbles remain there for a short while and it seems like it's on top of the water. But the actual thing which is of benefit is the water which is flowing underneath. So the bubbles will remain there for a short while and eventually it will pop. And all the dirt and filth which is on top, zabat. فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءَ. Eventually it will go away. It will come dry and it will be completely destroyed. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. What will benefit the people, this will remain on the surface of the earth. So when a person remains on the truth, on haqq, and he continues making an effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always make haqq and the truth dominate in the world. And batil and falsehood will be there for a short while. All kufr and disbelief. You know, and like Firaun was such a great person, but eventually he was destroyed. Namrud was a great person, they remained for a while, and then they were destroyed. And in today's time also, there's so many batil forces. They remain on top for a while, and then eventually after 20, 30 years, you see all of that batil and falsehood is removed. And whatever is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma yanfa'un nas, which will benefit the people, Allah has placed barakah, Allah has placed goodness in that, which is according to the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This will remain on the surface of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this way I have given you examples. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that there are the two groups of people, are the intelligent people and the people of who are not so intelligent, who are a foolish people, the people of destruction. So Allah gives the qualities and signs of those people. The people of intelligence are those people that الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهَدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنْقُدُونَ الْمِيثَاقِ. They fulfill the pacts and promises which they have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not break this pact. The biggest pact we have made with Allah is La ilaha illallah. That, oh Allah, we have to accept you as our creator and our sustainer, and we have to obey every command of yours. And then whatever Allah has commanded, they must join. Family ties, they must join. Join up with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Join up with the righteous and the pious. They fulfill those things. And they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They got khashyat in their heart. They've got out of the awe and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They fear Allah because He is their Rabb. He is the creator and sustainer. Allah is bestowing thousands of favors upon them at every moment. How can they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So they've got this fear of Allah ta'ala in their heart. Fear based on love. And وَيَخَافُونَ سُوَ الْحِسَابِ. And they fear having a bad hisab, reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. The dua of Nabi alayhi salam, اللَّهُمَّ حَاسِبْنِي حِسَابَ يَسِيرًا. That Allah ta'ala make my hisab very, very easy. What's the meaning of hisab yasira? That when we come on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will just look at our books and Allah ta'ala go through. And there won't be any questioning. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who is taken to task, Allah ta'ala calls him out. If you are in a line, in the airport, and now the people call you out, the customs officials call you out. Now they're going to check your bags, or they're going to take you for questioning. What a azab it is, what a punishment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who is taken to task, and maybe the customs officials, you can still speak lies to them, and you can get away somehow, you don't know everything. But Allah ta'ala knows everything. If he has to take you on the side and call you now for questioning, uzziba, a person will definitely be in problems. One namaz of ours also will not be capable or worthy in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive us. So at least you make this dua also. Allahumma hasibni hisabi yasira. Make it in abundance. Allah must make our hisab very easy. No, there mustn't even be hisab. It's arz. Just looking at our books and go through. So this is a dua we should bring into our lives. Allah give us tawfiq. A short dua also. Very powerful. Allahumma hasibni hisabi yasira. So the people of Iman, intelligent people, they fear this. That what if I'm going to have a bad hisab? And they have got the quality of sabr, of patience, the different types of patience, patience on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of staying away from sin. And when difficult conditions come in their life, they've got this quality of patience, and only seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with their patience. وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ. They are performing salat and perfecting their salah. And they are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what we have granted to them, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. Quietly also, and openly also. Some ulama have mentioned that sirran means a nafal charity. Alaniyatan is a faraz charity. So because faraz is, a person gives it out, there's no problem, like a faraz namaz you read, but nafal you try to conceal it. So they say that Allah mentions sirran first. What you give quietly must be more than what you give openly. So they say zakat you are giving 2.5%, so it is better that if a person can give more than that in lillah, in the part of Allah ta'ala, in charity, he must give a bigger amount than how much he is giving of zakat. So it's very great to give zakat, but definitely we must have some amount of lillah also, which we are giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality of the people of intelligence, because whatever we are sending is for our own benefit, it's not for anybody else's benefit. We are just building up our bank of akhirat. Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq. And then Allah says, وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. Whatever they repel, evil with good. It can have two meanings. One is whenever they do any guna and any sin, then they cover it up with a good action. If they made a mistake, they make tawbah, and then they do a good action to atone for it. Or the other meaning can be, if somebody causes harm to them, then those who cause harm to them, they do good towards them. They are kind towards them. This is a very great quality of akhlaq and character. You will always get in life, people will cause harm to you. But if a person makes dua for them, gives them a hadiah, a gift, subhanAllah, this person will go very far in life. He is among the intelligent people. Allah said, I have kept Jannah for such people. And when they will enter Jannah, it will be said to them, Salamun alaykum. Salam, peace be upon you, because you made sabr. All of these qualities, it needs sabr. The person has to have the quality of patience, of steadfastness within himself. Allah will say, peace be upon you. And on the other hand, the people who break the pact of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not join ties. Allah has commanded them, but they break off the ties. Then these people, and they cause trouble in the earth, cause sins in the earth. Allah's curse is upon them. وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. And for them is a very evil house and abode in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, in this, also in the surah, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That by the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only, وَاللَّهَاتْ فَإِنْ contentment. People are looking for contentment of heart, but they are looking in the wrong places. If a person really wants it, it is in the dhikr, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly, this one thing is called pleasure, and one thing is called happiness. These are two different things. Many people mistake pleasure for happiness. Pleasure is short-lived. It's on the outside of the body. You fulfill your pleasures, your desires, you do something nice, you get a bit of pleasure. But it doesn't guarantee happiness. Happiness is the quality of the heart. So because many people make a mistake with these two, happiness will come by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will make a person happy, will have itminan and qalb. And pleasure will come when a person fulfills his desires, haram desires. But that pleasure is short-lived and it creates more depression in a person. So do not become fooled and deceived by outward pleasure. But we must try to get happiness in our life. And happiness lies in the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding. So anyhow, in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about his outward signs. And the next surah is Surah Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the signs of Allah ta'ala, the books of Allah which Allah ta'ala has sent. And not only for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but first Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also Allah ta'ala sent in different ways. So Allah said, oh, we have sent you this kitab, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that you may take out the people from darknesses towards light. From here, the ulama have taken, they have mentioned this point, Hazrat Tami rahmatullah alayhi, that see, the kitab was there, but the kitab wasn't sufficient. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ, O Nabi alayhi salam, you have to take out the people from darknesses into light. So he said, you'll need the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with this, you'll need the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the man of Allah will use the kitab and take you out of the darknesses. There are many layers of darkness, darkness of kufr, darkness of shirk, the darkness of hypocrisy, the darkness of sin, different types of darknesses. And there is one nur, there is one light, the light of hidayat and guidance, following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tawheed and the oneness of Allah ta'ala, having the yaqeen of akhirat in one's life. So this kitab will take a person out, together with the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah says, this is nothing only for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In the past nations also, we have sent many of our signs. But there are certain people, they prefer this worldly life over the akhirat. And they stop people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they start looking for all kinds of crookedness and faults in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people are in complete loss. So they don't follow their path. Remember, this darkness, in this worldly life already, a person will be in problem if he doesn't have the quality of shukr. Because if a person has got the quality of shukr, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, you will make shukr, I will definitely increase you. And وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, if you are ungrateful, then إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيد, you are, my punishment is very severe upon them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, if you and whoever is on the earth are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or you make kufr and disbelief, Allah is independent, Allah ta'ala doesn't need you. You need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So have the quality of shukr and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions that the people of kufr and disbelief, they warned the Anbiya alayhi salam, they tried to threaten them, but finally these people were destroyed. There was darkness for them in this worldly life, and in the year after also there will be darkness for these people. They will be in Jahannam, and they will be fighting amongst themselves, and they will be, and Shaitan will even tell them that I had no force over you people, I just gave you da'wah and you accepted it, and it's your fault now, don't blame me, but blame yourself. But then it will be too late for a person. Allah protect us. But on the people of Iman who had good actions, they will be entered into gardens flowing beneath their rivers, and they will remain there forever and forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this Iman which we have got, and the fruit is like a tree which is in the ground and is benefiting. Its roots are very strong, and the fruits which are coming out are very beneficial. So this is the example of Iman. And a person of Iman, he will always see goodness in his life. Every action of his is a fruit, is a benefit for that person. And the people of kufr and disbelief, they is like a tree which is just on the surface of the earth. It doesn't give any fruits, doesn't bear anything, and it's very unstable. So they're moving this way, that way, and whatever the wind blows, they flow in that direction. And there is no fruits, there is no benefit coming out from all of the actions in their life. The whole life is a wastage. And a believer, on the other hand, every action of his, whether he wakes up, he sleeps, because he's got Iman within himself, and he's following the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every action of his is of full benefit, and he gives fruit, and he benefits the people. So then the day after, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at him, what a place he goes to, a barren land. But when a person has got deen, Allah gives him deen also, and Allah gives him dunya. Allah ta'ala gave Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in a barren land. Children of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, how many, the progenies, all his progenies came of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And the land which he put the people, his children, was a barren land. But Allah ta'ala made it one of the most wealthiest lands in the world. Allah ta'ala put the oil there. What and what benefits Allah gave. The people of the world are always flocking to those places. Look at now in this time of the year in Ramadan. How many people of the world are going there? What barakat and blessings Allah ta'ala put there because of the qurbani and sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person will be steadfast. This is the final result of Iman, of taqwa and piety. Goodness in this dunya also, and goodness in the year after. And those who will not do so on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala says, don't think that we are unmindful of the people who are zalims and oppressors. We are giving them chance and respite. But finally on the day of Qiyamah, there will be complete destruction for those people. So, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you continue warning them, and we have sent down this Quran Sharif, we have sent down this book. It's your duty just to convey the message to the people so that they must take lesson, and that is only your duty and responsibility. Those who will take lesson will be completely successful in this world, Qabr and Akhirat, and those who will not take lesson, they will destroy themselves in this world, in the dunya, in Qabr and Akhirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.